The first time I received a gift basket order, I pretty much jumped for joy. It was right after I had shown my gift baskets at an outdoor affair in the New Jersey area. When the person ordered, I, of course, made sure that the order was going to be correct. And I asked myself, how am I going to keep in touch with this person? How am I going to bring her back into my gift basket arena so that next time she needs a gift and time after that, she will remember me and place an order? And the one thing that I had in mind was a self-addressed stamped postcard. And the postcard had a series of questions on it. It had just about 3 to 4 questions, maybe 5 tops. And the postcard had my name and address on the back along with the stamp to mail it back to me. I just wanted to know what she thought of the gift and what upcoming occasion she would want me to contact her for new gifts. And just a few questions. I didn't want to overwhelm her with questions because that's when a person really doesn't send anything back. And having a stamp on the postcard, to me, made it easy for the person to just drop it in the mail when she was ready. Well, she never sent back the postcard, and I figured, well, that's just one out of however many more people I could give that postcard to when they order. And the orders started coming in, slow at first, of course, but then they started to increase with the types of marketing I was doing. And I always sent this postcard with the order that was created, whether it was shipped or delivered. And these were hundreds of orders. Not one postcard came back. And this, at the time, was the only way that I could think of to connect with a person. Now, I want to tell you that at the time, there was no internet. I do go back to the no internet times because something that does work during the internet times can also work on non-internet times. The postcards, even though the postcards never came back, it was at least something that I reached out to the customers to have them order again. And many of them did order again, but just never sent back the postcard. Today, you have so many options. You have more than a handful of options for keeping in touch with the customer because you don't want your customer to just be one time only. You want the customer to come back to you over and over again after you've proven yourself with quality merchandise and with value. So let's talk about what you do after the order so that you can continue to keep those customers happy and you happy too. Stay tuned. Welcome to Gift Basket Business, where we discuss the ideas, triumphs, and challenges aspiring entrepreneurs and seasoned designers face in the gift basket world. I'm Shirley George Frazier, your host and author of How to Start a Home-Based Gift Basket Business, the Gift Basket Design Book, and I'm Chief Basketologist at giftbasketbusiness.com. If you've never used a dot matrix printer to print anything, believe me, it is a serious endeavor. And to choose that as the way to connect with my customers after the order was placed, again, it's very heavy in labor. But it was the only option I had at the time to keep in touch. I could have, and did for a while, have my advertisements on radio, and I was on television, but I knew that my audience needed other ways, and I really needed other ways, to connect with my audience, to connect with my customers once the first order was completed. And I did find myself getting orders, repeat orders from those customers because of the way I had taken care of their first order and the consistent customer service that I provided for them. So I was very pleased with that. But I'm also pleased for you that you don't have to go through dot matrix situation, I'll put it like that, and you have other options to connect with your customers. Because once you get that first order, you want to keep that customer coming back, as I explained about my business. It is terrific to expand your business and bring on new customers, but at the same time, you don't want to overlook the customers that you have already worked with. Those are the people who know about your service, who know about the value you bring to their life and the time that you give back to them, because you're creating the gift baskets for them instead of going out to a store, unless you have a retail store and they want to come in it. So there are, as I mentioned, many ways that you can keep up with the customer and connect with them after the first order is placed. And certainly not just after the first order, but continuing with that relationship that you have with them. What are you doing now to keep customers coming back? And this is a question for those of you who have at least one order right now, or those of you who have continued to progress with your gift basket business over the years. There is a way to keep in touch with your customers. One thing that I can think of that's not in the gift basket arena is that when Sears was open and working as a retail store, Sears would send me a personalized card by mail to thank me for my purchase of a vacuum cleaner or a washing machine. And the same is true today when I buy my eyeglasses from a particular store. After I spend $400, $500 on eyeglasses, I'm getting a note card that I keep. And I keep the note card not because I am going to forget the company, but because I like to look at the way their note card is positioned, what it says, and how it is sent to me. What is the structure for the card? And this is something that you can do also if any of the service providers send you a note card by mail. It's something that you hopefully will be looking at, if you're not looking at it right now, to just see how it is positioned in terms of what it says and any other marketing information that's on that card. That's something that you can copy. And you can copy it because it's not a gift basket business. It's a regular service organization that has information that has been proven to this bigger firm to work for them in terms of marketing. That's something that you can bring over to your business and something to keep in mind each time you do receive an appreciation note from a company. The biggest thing about sending an after order communication is to first ask yourself, what gets that customer's attention? What manner of connection did you have with that person to get them interested in the first place? Now, at this point, we're not at any trade shows. They're going to come back in time. And there aren't really a lot of in-person events where you can talk directly with a person. But that's okay, because a lot of times we don't start with that in-person connection. There are other ways that you get a person's attention and they order from you. So consider, what was the way they learned about you the first time? Perhaps you connected with them on social media, or perhaps you had an article in a newspaper, a profile. What was the way the person connected with you? And that helps you to recognize what will continue to get their attention. Was it a social media post and they're following you on some kind of social media? Did you, as a person maybe in the Midwest, that's the word I want, of the United States, or possibly in another country, did you have an opportunity to have a billboard with your information on that particular billboard? Certainly in some places, the billboard advertising is too expensive, but in other places it's not. And I've learned that from gift providers and gift basket business owners. Billboards can be effective in certain places. Were you, as I mentioned, profiled in the newspaper, or perhaps you were on a podcast, or maybe some other way? So I'm just sharing some ways that the customer may have found you in the first place. And then you also have to combine that information, meaning how they learned about you the first time and what got their attention really to start working with you. Does the customer prefer text? Do they prefer to read something about you in terms of maybe a blog post or a podcast? Well, podcast is not text, so let's keep that out. They might have read about you somewhere, or they may have in audio format heard about you, heard an advertisement about you, or maybe heard you in an audio way in some other format, in some other place. And there's also video. Maybe you have a YouTube channel, or maybe there's some other kind of video, such as media, a media broadcast, where you were on a particular television station. Maybe that was the way that the person learned about you. Maybe that's the way you can get their attention. So you really do have to consider the best mechanism, the best manner to keep that person knowing about you. It's going to be text, which is content. And text can be a billboard, or text can be postcards that regularly come to them. It could be audio. You could have a radio spot. You could be, again, on some kind of podcast, or you could be in a video format on broadcast media or through your YouTube channel. And these are the options that I'm giving as an example, but there are going to be other expanded ways in text, audio, and video that you deliver your information and can keep your customers coming back to you and referring others to you as well. So those are the ways that you want to focus on to determine what you're going to do in terms of keeping up with the customer. I don't know if the company Fiji is still around, and I'm not talking about the water company, but there was a company called Fiji that was similar to Hickory Farms. And I used to order a cheese and meat assortment for an aunt of mine. And every year, Fiji would send me an updated catalog, and this was the end of the year, the holiday season, and Fiji would send me a catalog, and inside, in the middle of the catalog, was the order form, and that order form always had information about who I had sent the meat and cheese sampler to last year, and they had her name, my aunt's name and address, and the exact item that I had sent to her to make it easy for me if I wanted to send it to her again. And that was very accommodating for me. I really like that. That is one way that I want to share, that I am sharing, that you can keep up with a customer on an anniversary schedule. So when I say anniversary, I'm not just talking about wedding. I'm talking about a child's birthday or a friend's birthday or some other type of event that happens every year, such as a holiday or Valentine's Day or Mom's Day or anything like that that happens in one's life. So keep in mind that you can connect with your customer through a mailing, a postcard, anything like that, that will continue, again, the relationship. And I do gravitate toward mail because even though email is fast, email can also be misconstrued as spam and put into a spam folder. Today, I signed up for a webinar, and I did so through the link that I got, that I received through email. And the response with the webinar link went in my spam. I mean, it just happens. We know that things happen like that. And I keep my spam folder clean so that if anything comes through that I really want to see, I can see it through the hundreds of items that come through spam normally. But your customer might not do that. So let's talk about the different ways that you can keep in touch with your customer so that that person continues to order. Again, you want a person who orders the one time to become a person who orders all of the time, or at least most of the time in their gift-giving life. So let's start with the personal note by mail. And this is a note that I mentioned as something that the eyeglass place sends to me. This is a note that I send to certain customers. And I have my gift basket design customers, and I have larger customers with a retail traditional kind of brick and mortar store. There are certain things that come up in their life where I send them a personalized note by mail. I know it stands out because most times they will mention it and say, I got your note. This was so nice. You know what? I never get this kind of mail, and this really was appreciated. That is something that many gift companies probably don't do. But even if they don't, It's something that might be good for you to send your customers. Again, with email, though you can use it and we'll talk about it, your mail, postal mail, is going to be seen by your customer probably quicker and more efficiently than an email. I purchase, and this is not an advertisement for this company, but I create and order my personalized notes from Vistaprint. They have different types of note cards, as many companies do, and you can then customize what you want your personalized note card to say. And I also order the envelope that goes with it, and I just make sure I personalize it. So I'm not writing my address at the top left corner. You know, it's already done. And on the flap, I have a message as well. This is also something that is wonderful so that you can write your message on the front, the personalized part, and thank the customer for their order or whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. And then on the back side of the note card, you then have your marketing information. You can tell them about your newsletter and how to subscribe. You can tell them about your YouTube channel. You can tell them that there is a discount or some kind of incentive to keep ordering from you. You can add that on the card. And what's wonderful in my case is that I order the cards either in groups of 10 cards or 20 cards, because I know me, I'm going to change the information on the back of the card to update whatever I'm into next or whatever I want to share with the person that I know is going to be something that they're going to be interested in. You can also send, as we've been talking about, a personalized email. So you can go from mail to email. And just a note with mail, whatever the stamp is for mail, at this point it's over 50 cents. That is a great incentive and investment in keeping that customer. It's not a lot of money. Absolutely not. To me, anyway, if a person has ordered a $50 gift basket and the note card costs maybe 10 cents, 20 cents, plus a 50 plus cents postcard, that's a good investment in keeping that person coming back. A personalized email is also exceptional to send. See, when you get that customer, you don't want to just thank them by phone or something else, or maybe nothing else. You want to share with the customer that you really appreciate them coming to you, because they could have gone to anyone else, Edible Arrangements, 1-800-Baskets, flowers, anything like that, but they came to you. And in that personalized email, you can, again, say the same thing that would be said in a personalized note, but you can also ask them, how did we do? What other products or whatever the gift baskets are you going to be looking for? What occasion's going to be coming up that we can tell you about? We have a newsletter. You can say anything like that. When I take my car to the service center, that service center always sends me an email, a personalized email, thanking me for coming to the place for service and asking me, how did we do? So that is always effective in keeping people, and really keeping your business top of mind with the customers that you have. You can also, again, have a YouTube channel. And on that YouTube channel, you can update it twice monthly at a minimum with videos on the kinds of gift baskets that you offer and why those gift baskets are very important in their lives. You can share a story about a customer who was stressed and how you helped solve that stress, how you helped to minimize that stress. So you don't have to show how to make gift baskets like I do on my YouTube channel. You can share with customers and prospects how you make their life better through creating the kinds of gifts and gift baskets that they, the customers, are looking for. That's something that you can share with a person through the personalized note on the backside, through the email. You can also, if you don't want to have a YouTube channel, that's fine. Going back to mail, you can have large postcards that are going to show the gift on the front side of the postcard and then have information on the backside. You can create large postcards and small ones as well, but I think the large ones certainly have more impact and stand out more in the mail. And the large postcards are the same price as sending out the note card. So you have options mail-wise. And again, yes, I talk a lot about mail, but because social media and the internet can be so flighty in a way, with people are looking at this and that, and something else gets their attention. When they're looking at their mail, they are looking at just the mail and moving on and keeping that mail. You can even, with the mail, add a magnet that they will keep, that customer will keep on their refrigerator or somewhere else in their home, so that they have your name and your phone number immediately for ordering their gifts and their gift baskets. So let's move on from mail. You can also, of course, have advertisements through Facebook or through Google or through another ad source, maybe even Instagram. But you will only have these ads if you believe that that is going to get your customers' attention. Did Facebook ads or Google ads get your customers' attention in the first place because you were running such ads? And if so, that would be something that you would continue. It's certainly something that you can try to see if your customers may see it, or it will help you to expand on the customers that you already have. So you can have ads. So we've talked about mail, we've talked about email, and we've talked about ads. Another thing you can do is to call your customers now and then. You're not going to call them for ordering, but you would call them because of something that you see or read or hear about that you believe is going to be of interest to them. And this is something that we did pre-internet. We would send a customer by mail, talking about mail again, a clip of something that had to do with their profession or something that had to do with their pastime, to again let them know that I'm not just your gift basket solution specialist. I am the person who is your ally, who lets you know about certain things that are going on in the world that you want to be in. You can send something like that by email as well, or make a call, as I've just been talking about. You can make a call to them and say, "Hello, Harry. I don't know if you know that a certain company is coming to town, or that their new soccer league starting and your son might be interested in it. Your daughter might be. Again, a certain company is coming to town. And I remember you saying that you're looking to move on from the company that you're with. I saw information about a new company that you might be interested in, and here's the information, or I'm going to send you the link by email." Anything like that to continue to be, again, an ally to them and not just a gift solution specialist, which is very important in being that, but at the same time, here you are providing information that an edible arrangements that a 1-800 baskets would never do, because you are not them. You are more of a connector, more of a person who is more in line to share information that you know is going to be of the customer's best interest, in the customer's best interest. When you're connecting with the customer in whatever way you choose, I want you to really consider to not offer too many incentives, not to offer incentives every time you connect with them, because incentives that are shared with them or that have you're giving to them too frequently, it could backfire on you to the point where your customer will only order from you when they receive an incentive. And that incentive is buy one, get one free. Buy your gift basket and get 15% off, get 20% off. Your customer will always be looking for that incentive instead of thinking, you know what, that birthday's coming up in 2 days and I still didn't get anything for her. I need to place an order. So while you can offer incentives, you don't want to do so too frequently, because that can backfire against you getting an order as soon as possible from the person. So I've provided you with some ideas on how to stay in touch with the customer after the first order, or maybe it's the third order, and maybe it's even the 50th order. There is a way to continue to connect with that person and keep that business relationship. Although you can share some personal information with the person, as I had mentioned, with the phone calls that you could send to them or you can make to them about something that is going to be very helpful in their profession and possibly for their children or whatever else. The main point here is to pick a method and stay with that method unless that method needs some updating, upgrading, editing, whatever it is. Pick a method that is going to connect you with the customers so that they continue to buy. You might send a personalized note. You might send a personalized email. You might use your YouTube channel or maybe blog posts, anything like that, to connect with them. You might invest in advertisements on Facebook, on Instagram, on Google, or whatever advertising option that you have. And I didn't mention advertising in newspapers. Now, of course, there's a lot of talk, rightfully so, about newspapers that are not read so much. However, today with newspapers, you not only might have a print option for advertising, but also an online option for advertising. And again, if that is the way to get your customers' attention, because other people and other businesses are not advertising in the newspaper or whatever media, that might be your opening. So you want to consider that. We talked about, just very quickly, billboards. Billboards aren't a reasonable investment for everyone, but perhaps it is in your area. Talked about large postcards as well as the small postcards. Whatever can be the linchpin, the connection for your customer to continue to know who you are and how you help them in their lives. And I also mentioned magnets that can be added to the personal note if you send a personal note. You can always put that in the envelope for the same price as not sending that magnet with the note. You can always send the note by itself or the magnet with the note so that your information is on the refrigerator or some other magnetic item in the customer's home. How are you staying in touch with your customers after the sale? I'd love to know. And you can share that information with me and other designers on the blog post that is accompanying this information within the show notes. That's what I want to say. Well, thank you. And that is it for this edition of Gift Basket Business. You have joined me just now for The Order is Complete. Now what? Next week, we'll discuss another important topic that will elevate your notoriety and your income. Be sure to rate this podcast through your favorite listening device. I'd love to know how these topics are helping you to learn, grow, and profit. I'm Shirley George Frazier, wishing you baskets of success.